Welcome. Parsha Pinchas contains a discussion of the various korbanot brought on the different holidays. And the Sforno points out that when the Torah tells us about Rosh Chodesh, it uses a possessive of Rosh Chodesh, takrivu olah l'Hashem. On Rosh Chodesh, bring it all up. There's also other korbanot brought on Rosh Chodesh. There's an olah, there's a chata. So, what is the possessive here? What is Rashi Chodeshem? So, the Sforno tells us that Rosh Chodesh was a special holiday for Jews. And that's why it's specifically Rosh Chodesh that's referred to as Chodeshem. It doesn't say Shabbatchem, Bikurechem, Yom Sukkotechem. What it means is that there's something, meaning those are also special holidays for Jews too, meaning that's not non-Jewish holidays, but there's some special role that Am Yisrael has connected to Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the Pasuk is Miachese to Am Yisrael more so than any of the other holidays. It doesn't say B'yom Bikurechem, B'yom Sukkotechem, it specifically says Rosh Chodeshem. Yom Rosh Chodesh is Miuchad Etzlam. It's a Yom Maaseh. And what's the Yom Maaseh? So the Yom Maaseh is an understanding of the role of the moon. We know that the moon doesn't have its own light. It really reflects the light of the sun. Now, Am Yisrael, also, our light, our role, is to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. That is our task. So we remind ourselves every Rosh Chodesh of that task. So Rosh Chodesh, which is the new moon, is the renewal of our role, or the reminder of our role, that we're supposed to be reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Now, we're told that in Gemara Chulin, that part of the reason we have a chatat on Rosh Chodesh is Haviu kapara alai al shemiyatati yati yarech. It's kapara for Hashem that He made the moon smaller. So there may be different ways to explain it, but the Sforno's explanation fits in with his explanation of our role on Rosh Chodesh. We, Am Yisrael, are no longer, we're not bright like the sun right now. We're mixed in, there's galus, you know, for hundreds and thousands of years now, probably almost 2,000 years, we've been mixed in amongst the umot. So it's hard for the moon to reflect the light of the sun in that way. It's not clear. So in other words, haviu kapara b'shvili lasig kiddush shmi hamechul al bagoyim. Get kapara for, you know, how is it that we're really doing kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to do kapara for Him. But what does that mean? In other words, make up for the chilul Hashem. Hashem is not as reflective when we are in galus. And miyatati et yarech kesheglati Yisrael. When I spread you out through galus, I've prevented my message from getting out as clearly and brightly as it could be. And whenever we do avonot, we're mavdilin beinenu levein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our chatayim are master the connection to Hashem. So Hashem wants His message and His presence reflected to the rest of the world, the way the sun's light is reflected to the world via the moon. And therefore, every Rosh Chodesh, we mark this. Rosh Chodesh is a special thing, a Yom Maaseh for Am Yisrael. In the words of the Sforno, it's a Yom Maaseh. What is it, a Yom Maaseh? It's a day for us to do various actions that remind ourselves that our whole goal in the world is to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember when I came across the Ma'amar Chazal in the Gemara Baba Batra, this isn't in the Sforno, there's a Gemara Baba Batra, Ayin Hey, that says, Pnei Moshe kipnei Chama, Pnei Yoshua kipnei Levana. Now, it's actually being said in a slightly negative way, that the Zakenim of that generation were bemoaning the fact that they no longer had Moshe, but all they had was Yehoshua. When I saw that Ma'amar Chazal, and it says, Pnei Moshe kipnei Chama, Pnei Yoshua kipnei Levana, that means that Moshe is like the sun has its own light. Yoshua is like the moon, he doesn't have this old light. So before I wanted to say that was the pshat in that Ma'amar Chazal, I wanted to make sure that it was historically accurate. You know, it's one thing the Sforno, a few hundred years ago, told us that, so they knew that the sun was source of light and the moon wasn't. I wanted to make sure that in the time of the Gemara I did. So I went and researched, and I believe someone named Anaxagoras in about 500 BC already discovered that. If it wasn't him, it was someone around then. So already then, it could be legitimately the pshat in the Gemara is that Moshe is the source of light and Yeshua is just a reflection of that light. So the same that same idea that we're just reflecting a Kadosh Baruch Hu's light. The way, how are we going to do our role? Our role is when we are a reflection of His light. When we sin, we're not reflecting His light. There's a machzon between us. It's like if something were to block the light source and now it's not going to bounce off of us, it's just going to be covered. So our whole role as Am Yisrael, and this is what we always have to work on, we're reminded of it each Rosh Chodesh, but our role is that we have to work on making ourselves the proper kli to reflect and refract HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light to the rest of the world. Shkach.